What could have been the biggest deal in baseball since Boston sent Babe Ruth to the Yankees appears to be dead. It was supposed to be a swap of two players with the biggest salaries in baseball history, but weeks of talks between the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox collapsed in acrimony yesterday, and joining me to deconstruct baseball's latest mess is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome once again, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
One of the most beguiling potential trades maybe ever in baseball, Alex Rodriguez, whom we shall refer to henceforth as A-Rod, the way everyone else does, very famously signed a 10-year, $252 million contract with Texas. And he was to be traded for the somewhat surly Boston outfielder Manny Ramirez, who only has an 8-year, $160 million contract. What's behind the idea for the trade?
The Boston Red Sox are absolutely desperate to win a World Series and beat the evil empire, the New York Yankees. The deal emerged because they were dissatisfied with their two somewhat standoffish superstars, Manny Ramirez and shortstop Nomar Garciaparra. Texas realized way later than they probably should have that the size of Rodriguez's contract was preventing them from providing players to surround him who were good enough. And the consequence has been that Texas has been a last-place team since A-Rod got there. A-Rod figured there was never a chance for him to win while he was there because he was taking up too much of the payroll. He needed to be on a richer club.
So what happened next?
Well, baseball's commissioner stepped in and said it was okay for the Red Sox to negotiate with Rodriguez directly. The Sox and Rodriguez reached some sort of agreement in which they would restructure his contract. He would cut about $28 million over the life of this deal. The players' union, though, said this isn't okay. And the reason is that it's not in the interest of all players if one takes such a substantial cut. The idea being that it could look like the owners are trying to take advantage of one player's desire to move and to get out of his contract. And because this was the bar setter of all contracts, it would look especially bad.
Even though he was quite willing to accept this cut to go to Boston. And, of course, the Red Sox and Major League Baseball say the union in opposing this deal is being obstructionist.
Right. And clearly the union is standing on a principle, which is that a pay cut of this magnitude is bad for everyone, which, of course, it could be. But there are other issues to consider. One is that the union is blocking a player from moving where he wants to go and from getting out of a contract that he isn't satisfied with. And this is exactly what baseball players didn't have in the first 100 years of the game and what the union fought successfully for since the 1960s.
So let's add up the score here before you go, Stefan. Alex Rodriguez remains with a team where he doesn't want to be anymore, getting more money than he says he actually needs. And Manny Ramirez remains in Boston, and the Boston Red Sox remain the Boston Red Sox.
With the potential to fold in July and have a bunch of unhappy campers in the clubhouse. Everybody looks bad here. Baseball looks bad because it looks like they were trying to assist the Red Sox to get the best player in the game. The union looks like the old, bad, intransigent union from the 70s and 80s. And Alex Rodriguez, who looked like a guy that was willing to say $25 million is more than enough and I'm willing to take a pay cut so I can be happy and play in a major market, ends up on a last-place team. The problem here, Rodriguez should have thought about all of that when he signed this deal 3 years ago.
Stefan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal speaks with us on Fridays, occasionally about sports, but mostly about the business of sports.